This is the 150th anniversary of the day that Confederates opened fire at about 4:30 in the morning on Fort Sumter in South Carolina. That marks the beginning, the official beginning of the Civil War that lasted for 4 years and took lives of somewhere between 600 and 700,000 Americans. Historically, commemorating the anniversary of the Civil War's onset has been a difficult proposition. It always involves racism or racial politics on some level. The centennial was marking not just 100 years, but it was marking that centennial at the time of Martin Luther King, the Civil Rights Movement, and the Cold War. 50 years later, how will we celebrate this anniversary? We're joined now by William Boone, professor of political science at Clark Atlanta University, and also Jamie Malinowski, a lead writer of the Disunion blog, which is dedicated to the Civil War, which is a blog he writes for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning to both of you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
William Boone, let's start with the difficulties involved in the centennial commemoration of the attack on Fort Sumter. And that became a problem because of the politics that were going on in the day, as I said, not just the Civil Rights Movement and Martin Luther King, but also the Cold War as well. It created the tension in how they marked that anniversary, right?
It certainly did. I mean, the Cold War was front and center during that particular time, and it became difficult for the country to create a narrative around the Civil War and freedom and liberty when African Americans inside the country felt still oppressed by laws and by customs. And so the United States government wanted to ensure that a level of patriotism was still there that they could not seem to generate because this thing was just too divisive.
Jimmy Malinowski, a writer for the Disunion blog, one of the issues that makes it so difficult to sort of put the Civil War into historical context, I should say, is that we haven't even agreed on what the Civil War was about and what caused it and who really, really won and how they won, right? I mean, we just had a conversation earlier with a descendant of a black Confederate soldier who said we're wrong to say the Civil War was about slavery. How then do we celebrate this anniversary if we don't know what we were fighting about?
It is quite difficult when people don't have that the same narrative in mind and don't know quite how to. It makes commemoration difficult. But I do think that the guest you had on earlier is part of an ever-shrinking minority who don't really acknowledge that slavery was the paramount cause of this conflict. And I think it's an ever-diminishing minority that will soon be extinct, I think.
Maybe by the 200th anniversary.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's really the more and more people. I mean, when you talk about the centennial celebration, the centennial of the inauguration of Jefferson Davis drew 50,000 people to Montgomery, Alabama. The governors of three states showed up to mark it. That today it's kind of an embarrassment for most people.
Although, why would we expect? I mean, this was such a brutal conflict. And William Boone, it's great to have you here again. You haven't been on the program for a while, and I'm anxious to talk to you. Why would we expect that the wounds from the Civil War would be healed? They were such a brutal conflict. They tore this nation apart. We were just discussing if the death toll from the Civil War was extrapolated to our population today, it would be something like 15 million dead.
Yeah, I think what happens is that there is a tendency to romanticize the war at this point. Also, there's also a tendency to believe that we should have made progress. I mean, after all, since the centennial celebration, you've had the Civil Rights, Voting Rights Act, and all other kinds of acts to lessen the impact of official discrimination against black folk. But at the same time, the country's demographics, too, are changing. Remember that. And those demographics are people who probably no longer even recall what the Civil War is about in the same light. But I would say that there are still significant numbers of people who do look at the Civil War in terms of the fact that it was something, a fight over slavery, although it is sometimes talked about as a fight for liberty. The liberty to expand slavery into the so-called free areas, and the liberty to decide which way you want your life to be run—that is, to enslave other people.
Well, let me just ask you, William Boone. Jamie suggested that perhaps by the 200th anniversary, we may be able to commemorate the Civil War without maybe tearing open old wounds. How could we do that today? I mean, is there a way to commemorate this anniversary as a historical event that was obviously of incredible importance to the country without, again, reopening the argument over slavery or states' rights?
I don't think so. I think until the country, as we as a country decide that we should have an honest and open discussion on the question of race in the country and how and what role that plays in our politics and our private behaviors, I don't think so, because we continue not to face that particular issue. And we like to envelop it in other kinds of things and not really talk about race. And as long as we do that, then we're going to still be right where we are today. I suggest 50 years from now, when I be here, 50 years from now, we'll have the same kind of issues being raised.
Jamie,
I can't say we won't have an issue about race, but it does seem to me that, you know, in some respects, the people my age, I'm 57, paying attention to the Civil War is something we're doing because it was something that we learned to do when we were 7 and 8 years old. I don't think my children pay very much attention to it, and they live in a world that's really dominated by the civil rights era. You know, that their sense of freedom and equality is really the fruit of that era, and I don't know that they will even be thinking about it very much.
I think that's part of the problem. I think that's part of the problem because that would seem to infer to me that we still have not really pushed away the problems associated with racism and the kinds of questions it generates. I mean, I don't disagree that we certainly that your children and my children are children of the civil rights era. I mean, they certainly have a different lens through which they look at these problems.
Although I have to say, William and Jamie, my kids are learning American history, and you know, as a discovery that people were not property, that basically this idea of what the founders set up in 1776 had to be changed and has had to be continually changed, and that's different from the way I learned it. I think it's healthy.
Yeah, well, it certainly is. I think it would be, but I think unless we face the real reasons why the war was fought, I mean, quite frankly, I think Jamie would agree with me that Lincoln started out only to stop expansion of slavery, not necessarily get rid of slavery.
Right.
Yeah.
That's William Boone, professor of political science at Clark Atlanta University, and Jamie Malinowski, lead writer of the Disunion blog. It's a blog dedicated to the Civil War, and he writes it for our partner, the New York Times. Well, I guess happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
thanks.
Where is the Civil
For Lincoln
War?
And Liberty.
There we go. Where is the Civil War in your life? 150 years ago, it started. Here's what one of our listeners wrote on thetakeaway.org. As a newcomer to this culture in 1974, I was introduced to the Confederate sentiment and the N-word by a 20-year-old woman newly wed to a Cuban-born and naturalized Air Force officer. Very friendly, finely mannered, and well-educated Confederate young woman from South Carolina. Fast forward to Hollywood, Florida, 1982, and I see a KKK Klansman dressed in full regalia, spreading literature and taking collection for the cause at a busy traffic intersection. In my opinion, the Confederate culture is not confined by lines on a map or by geographical orientation. It is everywhere. That listener posting Leonardo at thetakeaway.org. Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. Where's the Civil War? In the rearview mirror, or is it still in front of us? I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.